So here are some ways to decide to deal with emotions that I think are wrong, relationship tearing down kinds of ways. Ignore your feelings. Ignore how you feel. Give yourself all the reasons you can think of why you shouldn't feel or don't really feel the way you already feel. Okay? That's a good way to hurt yourself. It's a good way to miss the opportunity to deal with people in a relationship. Those feelings of anger that you have towards someone are little signs that say something's wrong in the relationship. You need to go and talk about it. It might not ever be resolved. It might not, that you talk to the person might not solve the problem and make everything fine. It might not. But you know what? You will have been honest. Now the tension will be out here where it belongs instead of in here. So many people, what they do is they tell themselves why they shouldn't really feel the way they feel or shouldn't say what they really know they need to say. And instead of the tension being out here, they can walk away from that and have the whole argument inside themselves, all by themselves, without the other person even being there, you see. Now it gets it right out here where you can deal with it. And it might not turn out nice. But that doesn't matter. Because all you can do is do your half of it. Number two, deny your feelings. This is dishonest. It's a lie. How are you feeling? I'm fine when you're not. Okay? When you're not. That's a lie. That misses an opportunity to get support. It misses an opportunity to build a bridge between you and another person. It misses the opportunity. Number three, tell everybody else how you feel except the person involved. Okay? That will tear down relationships. When you feel sad, you're supposed to go and talk to the person you feel sad with. Or you could gather yourself a lot of support to help you through your sadness. But instead of going to him when I'm sad with him, I come over here. All I'm doing is gaining support for my sadness, but not to deal with my sadness, but to keep my sadness, because now we're over here looking at you and going over and over and over again what it was and feeling sadder and sadder and sadder. That you hurt me means I am acting as if you have the power to devaluate me. If Jesus is my source of value, you don't have the power to devaluate me. So now I can even come and talk to you about how hurt I am. It sets me free to do that. Getting people on your side will prop up your value, but it's inadequate because having a bunch of people on your side was never intended to give you value.